Rogers Radio Show. Yes, folks, it's the Roy Rogers Radio Show for the whole family. Adventure, suspense, mystery, and music. Starring Roy Rogers, King of the Cowboys, and Dale Evans, Queen of the West, with Pat Brady, the Mellow Men, and an all-star cast. And now, here to greet you with a song and a story are Roy and Dale.
Sierra Sue, I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and rills are lonely too.
Well, good evening, folks. Greetings again to the whole family. That song, Sierra Sue, reminds me of an incident that took place a few months ago when Dale and Pat and I made a trip up to Bishop, which is located right at the foot of the beautiful Sierra Mountains. Bill Bowers and his daughter live up there. Her name is Susan, but everybody calls her Sierra Sue. Bill had invited us up to celebrate Susan's birthday, and she was the apple of his eye, and he really went all out to give her a big party.
Here's the cake, folks.
Oh, isn't that pretty?
It's beautiful.
Boy, oh boy, what a whopper. Did you ever see such a cake, Roy?
Sure is a big one.
It's a wonderful party, Susan. Now, before you blow out the candles, you must make a wish.
Yeah, but before she does that, we gotta do something. Everybody ready? Okay, all together now. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Susan. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, I'll get it. Now you go ahead and cut the cake, Susan, and don't forget to make a wish.
All right, Daddy.
Hello?
What? Please don't say anything. Just listen. I am your friend. I want to help you. I will help you if you will let me. All I ask in return is $5,000. All you have to do is give me $5,000 at the time and place I tell you to, and I won't tell your daughter that she isn't really your daughter at all. I won't tell her that she's adopted. I won't tell her that you shot and killed her real father.
Who is this?
I am your friend. I will call you again soon and tell you where to take the money. Goodbye.
Who is this? Who is it? Hello. Hello.
Daddy. Oh. Daddy, what's keeping... Daddy, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing, Susan. I'll be all right.
Well, who was it?
What?
On the phone.
Phone? Oh, it was just the wrong number. Go back to the guest, Susan. Cut the cake.
Aren't you coming?
In a moment. Would you ask Roy to come in here?
Roy?
Yes, please.
Daddy, something's wrong. I can tell by the way you look.
Nothing's wrong, Susan. Please go back in and enjoy the party. A little business has come up. I want to talk to Roy about it.
All right, dear. But don't stay too long. You promised me the first day.
And I haven't forgotten. Now call Roy for me, will you, honey? I promise it'll only be a moment. That's the story, Roy. What am I going to do?
Well, I think you made a big mistake by not telling Susan that you adopted her. Why, she'd only love you all the more for it. After all, an adopted child is a chosen child.
I know, Roy, but I couldn't. You see, there's more to it than just the adoption. If I'd told Susan, she would have asked questions. She'd want to know who her real parents are.
Well, who were they?
I never knew her mother. Her father... Well, he just wasn't any good. I killed him.
You what?
I killed him. I shot him to stop him from killing another man.
I see.
How do you think she'd feel toward me if she knew that I'd killed her own father?
Well, she's never known any father but you. I think she'd understand. I think you should tell her.
No. No, Roy, I can't.
And you intend to pay this blackmailer?
What else can they do?
You can try to find out who he is and turn him over to the police.
Then the whole story will come out. Susan will...
Bill, this should prove to you that it doesn't pay to hide things. If you give in to this blackmailer now, you'll never get out from under him.
All right. All right, Roy. What shall I do?
This isn't a large community, Bill. It shouldn't be hard to recognize his voice the next time he calls.
That's just it, Roy. not like any voice I've ever heard before. It sounded funny, strange, disguised. It might have even been a woman.
I see. But he or she said that there would be another call, huh?
Yes, to tell me where to take the money.
When?
No certain time, just soon.
Dad, boys, the musicians are here. Come on in now. You're spoiling the party.
All right, Susan, we're coming.
Hi, Bill. Nice party.
Oh, hello, Tom. This is Roy Rogers, Tom McGraw.
Hello, Mr. McGraw.
Tom has the ranch next to this one.
I got some fine cattle, Mr. Rogers. I'd like to have you drop over and see them while you're here.
Sure.
Okay, everybody. Grab your partners.
Oh, yes.
Roy, what's the matter?
Hmm? What do you mean?
Now, Roy Rogers, you can't fool me. Something's happened. What were you and Bill in there so long for?
I'll tell you later, Dale. Pat!
Yeah?
Oh, Pat! Come here a minute, will you?
Sure. Yeah, Roy?
Say, we brought our tape recorder with us, didn't we?
Yeah, it's in the car.
Okay, slip out and get it. Then bring it in the back way and put it in the den.
Why do you want the tape recorder?
I'll tell you all about it, Dale, just as soon as the party's over. Now, we mustn't spoil Susan's birthday. How about a dance?
Roy told me all about it, Bill. He's right. A blackmailer is one of the most vicious criminals in the world. You must help Roy catch him.
You're not even sure that it's a man, Dale.
Hurry up, Pat. Plug the recorder in that socket and set the microphone on the table so I can reach the receiver with it.
Okay.
Bill, how many people around here knew that you adopted Susan after her father died?
Only one. And he's dead.
How did he happen to know about it?
He was the attorney who defended me at the trial. He also drew up the adoption papers after I served my time.
I see. Well, what happened to his effects when he died? His files and things?
I don't know exactly. I imagine his files were destroyed.
Maybe they weren't.
Did anyone survive him?
Yes, his wife's still alive. Mrs. Mercer, she lives up in Stapleton now. It might be a good idea to have a talk with her.
You think she might know what happened to her husband's private papers?
She might. She might even be the blackmailer.
All set, Roy. The recorder's plugged in. Mic's on the table.
Thanks, Pat.
Exactly what are you going to do with this tape recorder, Roy?
Well, a blackmailer will call back, and I'm going to record the voice. Maybe by listening to it over and over again, Bill will get an idea who it is.
It was a disguised voice. It could have been a woman or maybe a young boy.
Young boy?
Yes, high-pitched and rather fast.
Say, Roy, hadn't we ought to give this thing a test and make sure it's working okay?
Good idea, Pat. Turn it on.
All right. You want it on slow or fast speed?
Fast. You use up more tape that way, but you get better quality.
All right. It's rolling.
Hello? 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 Testing? Testing? 1, 2, 3, 4, testing. Hello? Okay, Pat, that's enough. I'll rewind it and play it back.
Right.
Well, let's hear what we've got.
What's the matter with it? It ain't working.
Well, Pat, you can't record it at fast speed and then try to play it back at slow speed. Turn on the fast speed.
Oh, my mistake. Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, testing.
Yes, yeah, working fine now. All we have to do is just sit and wait for the blackmailer to call.
What a night. I guess we stayed up and waited for nothing. Maybe the call won't come.
I'll make some coffee.
Good idea, Dale.
Roy, this may be it. Start the machine, Pat.
Okay.
All right, Bill, answer it. Hello?
Bill?
Yes?
Tom McGraw, Bill.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hope I didn't call too early, but we're having a meeting of the ranchers at the town hall this noon. Can you make it?
Well, I'm not sure, Tom. I'll try.
It's important, Bill. About those new water bonds. Do your best, huh?
Okay, sure, Tom.
Well, party last night.
Oh, thank you.
Well, see you at noon. Bye.
Bye. Turn it off, Pat.
Right. Well, we sure used up a lot of tape.
There's plenty more, Pat.
Here we go again. Okay, she's rolling.
Hello?
This is
person a friend again. You have 3 hours to get the money and bring it to the corner of First and Temple Street. You will see a young boy in a white leather jacket. Give the money to him. Do not try to follow him. Please do just as I say, because I am your friend. I will help you. But if you do not do as I say, then I can't be your friend anymore. And you wouldn't want that to happen. Now, would you?
That's all. He hung up.
It's all on the tape, Roy. I got it all.
A young boy, he said. A young boy.
There's First and Temple Streets, Roy.
Okay, Pat. Park in the first space.
Roy, do you really think we should follow Bill like this?
It's our only chance, Dale. Once he delivers the money, we may never be able to get a line on the blackmailer.
I think he's making a big mistake in not telling Susan the whole truth.
So do I.
Okay, Roy. What are we going to do now that we're parked?
Well, Bill should be showing up pretty soon. We'll watch for him and see who he gives the money to. It should be a young boy in a white leather jacket. That's what the voice on the phone said.
Roy, do you really believe that the blackmailer is a young boy?
I don't know, Dale. I listened to the recording we made several times. The voice could be a young boy, or there's something funny about it.
You mean like it was being deliberately disguised?
That's right.
You know, I listened to it, too. I think it's a woman trying to sound like a young boy.
Pat could be right. Remember Bill said that the wife of his former attorney is still alive? She would have access to those private files and papers.
It looks like we can stop guessing.
Huh?
Over there, across the street.
It's Bill.
Yeah. And a young boy on a motorcycle, wearing a white leather jacket.
Start the car, Pat. Now, as soon as Bill gives him the envelope with the money in it, get ready to pull out and follow that boy.
But he's on a motorcycle, Roy.
Well, you've always wanted to test this car. Now's your chance. Okay, let's go.
Be careful.
I'm trying to, Dale. But that two-wheeled Jabberwocky ahead of us is a-zigging and a-zagging around these curves like he knows we're chasing him.
He probably does. Don't lose him, Pat.
I won't. Just everybody...
Where did this road go, Roy?
Up into the Sierras. He must have a hideout in the mountains.
Boy, I don't see how he's staying on a road. Look at him go. He's flying.
Roy, he didn't make that curve. He's going over.
Stop the car, Pat. Hold it. Come on.
Is he dead?
No, but he's unconscious. There's a gas station about 2 miles back, Pat. Go back there and call for an ambulance.
Okay.
Roy, look at all these envelopes scattered around.
Yeah, they fell out of the saddlebags when he went off the cliff.
Shall I open one of them?
Sure.
Money.
Hey, this one's got money in it, too.
So is this one. Why, they've all got money in them.
Yeah, looks like Bill Bowers isn't the only person who's being blackmailed. How's the boy? He's still unconscious, Bill. The hospital will let us know when he can talk.
Who is he, Bill? Do you know?
Yes, he's Mrs. Mercer's grandson.
Mercer? You mean the wife of your former attorney?
That's right. Well, this is beginning to tie together.
You think Mrs. Mercer and the boy are in cahoots, Roy?
I think it might be a good idea to have a talk with Mrs. Mercer.
I wish you wouldn't, Roy.
Why not?
You seem to have forgotten that I want this whole thing hushed up. I haven't changed my mind about it.
But you can't just stand by and see a blackmailer go unpunished.
That's not half as important to me as keeping Susan's love and respect. If Mrs. Mercer and her grandson are guilty, I think this accident will have taught them a lesson. Now, let's just forget about it, shall we, Roy? Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Bill. I'm sorry, but I'm not your friend any longer. You disobeyed instructions. Now I'll have to tell Susan all about you.
No, wait. Please.
Who is it, Bill?
Blackmailer.
Oh, turn on the recorder, Pat.
Rogers followed the boy. That was a mistake, Bill.
It won't happen again. Give me another chance. Only please don't tell Susan.
Please listen to me carefully, because this is a is the last chance you will get. Make an excuse to get rid of Rogers and his friends. If they are not gone by tonight, Susan will be told everything. If Rogers leaves, I will call again and tell you where to take the money.
Okay. All right, I'll do it.
Stop the recorder, Pat.
What did he say this time, Bill?
Nothing. He said that I shouldn't have let you follow the boy. He said that he was going to tell Susan everything.
I see. But what did you mean when you said, okay, all right, I'll do it?
Well, he said if I got out of town, left with Susan, then she'd never know. He wouldn't be able to tell her.
That's not the truth, Bill.
Roy, I...
You're lying, Bill. Why? The blackmailer is going to give you another chance to pay the money. Isn't that right?
Boy, you've got to stop interfering. This is my life, mine and Susan's. Our happiness is at stake.
Rewind the machine, Pat, and play that voice back.
No, I've had enough of this. I'm going to pay the money.
This is out of your hands, Bill. It isn't only your life or Susan's. That person is blackmailing many other people in this town. Somehow your lawyer's private papers have come into his hands. He's got to be caught. Is the recorder rewound, Pat?
Yeah.
Okay, turn it on.
What's the matter with the machine?
You got me. Maybe a spring's busted.
Pat, how many times do I have to tell you? The machine has two speeds, a fast speed and a slow speed. You can't record at a fast speed and play it back at slow. Press the button and it'll speed up.
Okay.
Hello, hello, hello. Testing.
You rewound it
one,
too far,
three,
Pat.
Three, four, testing.
Oh, sorry. I'll go on to the next part.
This is your friend again. You have 3 hours to get the money and bring it to the corner of First and Temple.
Wait a minute. I just
you
got
a
nice idea.
In a white letter
press
jacket.
That button again, Pat, and slow the machine down.
But we won't be able to understand it.
Play it at slow speed,
please,
Pat.
Do just
okay.
As I say. Because I am your friend. I will help you. But if you do not do as I say,
Tom McGraw,
then I can't be your friend anymore.
And he's your kidnapper.
And you wouldn't want that.
Come on, everybody, let's go get him.
Hold up, Roy. Hold it.
Buttermilk.
Go on McGraw's ranch. That's his cabin straight ahead.
Okay, spread out, everybody. We'll surround the place.
Let's go, Trigger.
Get down, everybody. Take cover.
He's seen us, Roy.
Yeah, we just have to rush him. Keep me covered.
Roy, wait. Let me take him. This is my fight.
It's mine too, Bill.
Okay, but I'm going in with you.
Right, come on.
You shouldn't have worried, Daddy. I would have understood.
Oh, Susan. Susan, I was afraid. I didn't know how to...
How could you have doubted? You're my father, the only father I've ever known. And I love you very much.
And let that be a lesson to you, Mr. Bill Bowers.
I will. You can depend on it. Roy, were all those private papers recovered?
Recovered and destroyed, Bill. You see, your attorney, Mr. Mercer, died suddenly of a heart attack. His wife sold his filing cabinets at auction. Naturally, she destroyed all the files she found, but... There was a secret drawer in which Mr. Mercer kept some very incriminating documents. McGraw bought the files and accidentally discovered the secret drawer. If he had been an honorable man, he would have burned the papers. Instead, he decided to blackmail you and the others.
Where did the boy on the motorcycle fit in?
The Mercer boy? Well, McGraw just hired him to pick up the money and deliver it.
But why did he run away?
McGraw told him that he was carrying a lot of money and somebody might try to rob him. That's what the boy thought when we chased him. So he tried to get away.
It sure was a clever idea, the way McGraw disguised his voice.
It sure was. How did he do that, Roy?
He recorded his voice at slow speed and played it to you over the phone at a faster speed. That raised the pitch and made him sound like a woman or a young boy.
I still don't get all the Keeley technical, or the Tecu Nickelty, or...
Start the machine, Pat.
Okay.
Now, repeat after me into the microphone. Ice cream... Ice cream, ice cream.
The hell? Just ice cream? Ice cream? Ice cream? Ice cream?
Right.
Now play it back.
I scream.
And folks, that's the story I'm reminded of every time I hear the song called Sierra Sue.
Sierra Sue, I'm sad and lonely. The rocks and rills are lonely too. Sierra Sue, I want you only. No one but you. Sierra Sue, the roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle dove no longer coos. Oh, can't you hear my San Marcos calling for you, Sierra Sue?
Sierra Sue, he's sad and lonely. The rocks and rills are lonely too. Sierra Sue, he wants you only. No one but you, Sierra Sue. The roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle dove no longer coos. Oh, can't you hear his sad heart calling? Calling for you, Sierra Sue.
Far from the city of sorrow, sweetheart, I'm waiting for you. To the hills that love you, come to a heart fond and true. The roses weep, their tears are falling. The gentle dove no longer coos. Oh, can't you hear my sad heart calling, calling for you.
The Roy Rogers Show is presented each week at this time through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.